لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو سماكم المسلمين صدق الله العظيم All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue being kind to us, despite our weaknesses, despite our shortcomings, despite our disobedience. And Allah is very kind to us. We beg Allah ta'ala not to take away from us all the beautiful blessings that He has been continuously showering upon us. Those that we know about and those we don't know about. And always, my brothers, always make shukr to Allah ta'ala with your tongue, with your heart, with your actions. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take away and thank Allah ta'ala in whichever way. That will inshallah ensure a continuous flow of blessings from Allah. Everybody else can block their kindness upon us, their favors upon us. They can impose sanctions and whatever else they want to. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as His kindness is coming, we are okay. The ayat of the Quran which I have recited, my respected friends and brothers, Allah ta'ala is addressing us directly here. And He is bringing to our attention one of the greatest honors that He has bestowed upon us. And He has called us by a specific term through which He then tells us how honored we are. And that is, He says, Huwa sammakumul muslimin. Huwa, He, Allah, sammakumul muslimin, given you the name of muslimin. So it is a very great honor. And honestly, when we are in any part of the world, we feel this honor when we are everywhere else. And when we are in Muslim countries, we feel even more great about it. And when we see the history of the Muslims and we see the advancement of the Muslims, we feel good. We say, Muslims, mashallah. So, have we actually come to terms with the fact that this is actually a great honor, a label given to us by Allah Ta'ala? And with it also, my brothers, you must remember that there are a lot of requirements for us to be in Club Muslim, if you want to call it, Club Muslim. Allah Ta'ala says, "Huwajtabakum," Allah chose you. And He hasn't made any difficulty and discomfort for you in your deen. And this deen of yours is the creed of Ibrahim. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Huwa sammakum al-muslimin. And He, Allah, has named you as muslimin. Min qablu, even before. Wa fi hadha, and in this book here. Why? What is so great about it? What does Allah expect from you? Liyakuna ar-rasulu shahidan alaykum. So on the day of Qiyamah, your prophet is going to bear testimony in your favor, Muslims. وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ And you are then going to be giving evidence and testimony in favor of everybody else or against everybody else. So in other words, you are going to have a very, very great position. You've got one here also and you have one there. So my brothers, when we look at this term, Muslim, then apart from the prestige and the esteem that we enjoy being associated with this name, of course, there is another term very similarly used synonymously, mu'min. So if you look at the kitabs, the explanations, the hadith, the ayat of the Quran, the discussions of the ulama, you find they give the differences of mu'min and Muslim. Muslim, Islam, mu'min, iman. And there's a long, big discussion on that. We're not going to go into that now. What we're going to look at now is that as Muslimin, how consciously we are holding and adhering to the label and to the requirements of the label. Just one word, Muslim. First question we have to ask ourselves is that how happy are we to be Muslims? How pleased are we? Does it ever happen that we see some people of another culture, of another deen doing something and we feel, I wish I can also do that? Do I feel left out? Then we are not happy as Muslimin. We must be happy that whatever they are doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved us from it. Not arrogantly, but alhamdulillah, thankfully. So sometimes you find that disbelievers in whichever position and season and wherever position and location they find themselves in, they might be doing some haram in that. A Muslim doesn't feel heart sore. He is happy. Shukr Allah, Pak, I am a Muslim. Time for salah, they may be doing something. I am, mashallah, going for salah. Chizak, thank you. Shukar, oh Allah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Are we happy? And if we are not happy, then what we will be doing is that we will be jealous. We will be hoping and desiring we can also do those things. And worse than that, sometimes we will actually start adopting their ways. When their seasons and their functions come, we'll want to be part of it. When our functions come, we'll want to make it like theirs, because we're not happy being Muslims. So question must be asked, are we happy being Muslims? That's the question, my brothers. Now we're going to find this so-called festive season here in front of us. They are doing their things. Next week, this time will be New Year. Are we as Muslims going to be doing what they do? Are we going to be also celebrating with the fireworks because we feel we have to be like somebody else? Are we going to be taking part in being in all those places where we're not supposed to be because we are Muslims? So all these are the tests which we must apply to ourselves. And while we're talking about fireworks, the ulama and the muftis have given a unanimous fatwa. It is not permissible to trade in those items, fireworks and crackers, specifically in these areas, because you are promoting the culture and the religion of somebody else. Just like how we will not use idols, or we will not use the cross, you know, the one where they've got so-called a man hanging there, they call him Jesus, na'udhu billah. We don't hang and we don't sell all those things. Likewise, we don't sell fireworks. Rosie is suspect. So, first question, are we happy being Muslims? Number two is, when we are Muslims, are we 100% Muslims? Or are we seasonal Muslims? When it suits me, it's fine. When it suits me, I move away from it. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam fully. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Then the next question we have to ask ourselves is, that is my, or are my actions as one in club Muslim, projecting the beauty of this club that I come from, projecting the beauty of what a Muslim is? These are questions we must ask ourselves. We're not here to condemn anybody. I must look at myself. So we must ask ourselves that question. Because many times, just one beautiful action of a Muslim is such that it catches the eye of a non-Muslim. And they are flabbergasted. But why? I am a Muslim, that's why. And lastly, we ask ourselves the question that, are my actions as Muslim a source of da'wah to the non-Muslim? There is more effect in our actions to give da'wah than in our actually going to give da'wah. The akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are such that the akhlaq that has been the cause of more people coming into Islam than by the conquest and whatever else it might have been. You must keep that in mind. Whether it was business practices, whether it was just good interaction, whether it was just good speech, how do we act? How do we talk? How do we deal? So are all those things a means of us, a means of a da'wah? Somebody maybe never ever made da'wah in his life. He said, I never had the skill. But yes, you had the label of a Muslim and you had the knowledge of a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala would say, you were the cause of one person becoming a Muslim because of your one simple action, which you regarded as simple, but it gave da'wah to somebody else. There was a European couple traveling somewhere in Europe, and their car broke down. And the car broke down, it was night, they were in a place where they didn't know. Europe, this now happened now, not in the 10th century, it happened now. And when the car broke down, they went to go look for help. They knocked on a small little house door, not a very best of houses. The person came out, and they said, you know, we are lost. It is winter. We don't know where we are. And we have got a problem with our car. Can you help us? He said, yes, sure, come inside. He said, now you can't go out from here. You people must now stay here. Tonight it is late already. It is cold. People must have something to eat. Tomorrow in daylight we'll sort you out. So the house people hosted them. The man went inside the house. He made a few movements. These people, small house. They heard something happening there, but they didn't know. And they were made to sleep the night in one of the rooms there. In the morning when they got up, there was a beautiful breakfast placed in front of them. And as they are eating the breakfast, they're talking to the host. You know, there's that and the other. And how many children you got? They say, we got those people, mashallah, about 6 or 7 children. So there they are under the tree there. So they looked out the window and say, oh, those are your children, mashallah. So where they slept? See, they slept last night there. But why did they sleep there?
Say, because we made place for you to sleep here. Say, but why did you do after that? They say, because we are Muslim. Subhanallah. Because we are Muslim. Which Muslim will go that, my brothers? They say, our Prophet has taught us that man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim dhaifahu. Whoever brings iman in Allah in the last day, he will honor his guest. So we honored you. This was a Turkish couple, by the way. Turkish Muslims living in Europe. So these people got a shock of their life. They say, but what we know about you Muslims is something else totally. And you know, and I know, my brothers, that the way the media portrays us, wherever they get the opportunity, then they will first put the Muslim tag, you know, when it is something negative to be reported. Something or the other. They will use something to let the world know. But if every Muslim acts like a Muslim and shows he's a Muslim, then the media can do what they want to. The picture out there will be something else. The people will say, no, that is not the Muslim we know. The Muslim we know is like this here. This is how a Muslim acts. Like I was looking at the newspaper article yesterday or the day before. Gift of the givers. Alhamdulillah, doing good work. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Doing good work. So they mentioned the gift of the givers has sent aid to some part in Africa or wherever it is, or in local. But they did not mention the Muslim charity organization. But if somebody else had to do bad, and to the Muslim, they say Muslim organization did this bad thing. That's how they work. I would like to have seen, though Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman is well known, mashallah, but I would like to have seen the name Muslim there. But they don't do this type of things. So nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, this is what we are supposed to actually, you know, keep in mind consciously. Wherever we are, whoever we meet, whatever we are doing, I am a Muslim. And we find Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given a very beautiful example of a Muslim. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, once we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, in a gathering, and somebody brought the cone of a date palm. Cone of, we don't know what that thing is here, but it's where the kajur comes out from on top there. Then there's a whitish, like a powdery substance, very sweet to eat. You do get it in Saudi. So that was brought to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was eating it, and then he asked a question. He says, tell me, O Sahaba, my companions, tell me, which tree is evergreen, does not shed its leaves, does not scatter its leaves, and which gives shade all the time, and has got a lot of goodness in it, and it is like a Muslim. Which tree is that? Last time, and it's like a Muslim, he said. So the Sahaba, alhamdulillah, they were, many of them were farmers and they were desert dwellers. So they started, you know, answering. This is like a riddle that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed to them. He was teaching them something. And one of the teaching methods was this, is to question them. So somebody said, this tree, that tree, that tree, other tree. Nobody got it right. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself gave the answer. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, afterwards, you know, he was a little child at the time, maybe 7 or 8 years old. He said to his father, I knew the answer. Umar radiallahu anhu said, so why didn't you speak up then? Because he would have felt nice. Umar radiallahu anhu, my son answered. So he says, no, you know, you were sitting there, Abu Bakr was sitting there, they were senior sahaba. It should have been disrespectful for me to give an answer. But I knew the answer. It was the date tree, the kajur tree, the palm as we call it. Now, if you look at the tree, my respected friends and brothers, a kajur and a palm tree is like a believer for a number of reasons. Just look at the tree itself briefly. It's a very tall tree. It's an outstanding tree. Anywhere you look out, you look outside the masjid also. All date trees are outstanding. They stand out, number one. They give permanent shade. They are green all the time. The date palms, you know the leaves, even when they do fall off, they do not fall like leaves after some time when they do come off. They are used after that also for various things. You find people, they put on their roofs or they will use it for burning. The date kajur, subhanAllah, that's one fruit. You can eat it at every stage that it is on the tree. You know, those of us who go, we like our rutabs. What's rutab? Rutab is half ripe, half raw. That's what it is. So we eat those kajurs. And then in different stages. So there is one tree that you can benefit from the fruit all the time. And Allah Ta'ala has also praised it in the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa also said, it's a tree that produces its crop on time by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pit of the dates also, subhanAllah, is also beneficial. The Arabs, they have a lot of this pit, so they feed it to their animals and to their camels and whatever it might be. Now they have researched it, the ajwa khajur seed, for example, for those who got heart problems. The powder has been crushed and it has been used to consume. And people have found that it is very beneficial in clearing out the arteries and heart disease. SubhanAllah. You get the powder, you can get from Saudi. I'm not marketing it here. I'm not getting a commission. But that is one of the benefits of the date pit, the ajwa one, my respected friends and brothers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likened a believer like the tree. So we need to ask ourselves, how do I stand out like the tree when it comes to my akhlaq, to my character, to my speech, to my service to humanity and so forth? Or am I just one like a lost little dwarf somewhere amongst the community? Number one. Number two, how much of benefit and goodness have I got in me like the tree of the khajur? How much of goodness am I passing on to the others? The tree of the khajur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the roots being very, very firm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Asluha thabit. The roots are very firm and steadfast. They are in the ground, well rooted. And we as Muslims, how rooted are we in our ways? When we in Makkah, Umrah, mashallah, we read our salah. When we come back home, we are flat. When it is holidays, we forget about everything. And when we are at home, alhamdulillah, we do something. We got too much of work commitments, we forget Allah Ta'ala, we forget the masjid. So no, we don't do like, we Muslims, inshallah, we are all the time steadfast because we like the tree of the khajur. We are benefiting all the time. People take shade. They comfort themselves under the shade of the khajur tree. From this morning till now, let each one, I'm asking myself the question, what benefit did I do? What good word did I say? What good work did I do? In which way did I interact with somebody that, alhamdulillah, I have benefited them? I have, because I'm a Muslim. And if I haven't, I'm going to do it. Because a khajur tree does that. And a Muslim is one who exhorts other people. A Muslim is one who benefits others under all circumstances. If it is winter or it is summer, that tree of the khajur stands. People will come. There'll be ice, there'll be snow, there'll be whatever they want to be. That tree will stand still and it will benefit those people. No matter what conditions come upon us, halat, conditions must not affect us. We are Muslims, we benefit other people, my respected friends. That is what a Muslim is. Whether we are sick or whether we are healthy, whether we are rich or whether we are poor, whether we are strong or whether we are weak, we are Muslim and Muslims benefit other people. So this is the lesson we must put in our heart, in our mind. And at all times, at every level, big level, small level, community level, national levels, whatever level it might be, let us see how we can, you know, adhere to the requirements of Club Muslim and be from among those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored. And Allah ta'ala says, we conclude, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't die, but in this condition that you are a Muslim. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I have been commanded that first time a Muslim. So my respected friends and brothers, you know, when a person is put in his qabr, then we know the hadith informs us that there are three questions that are placed before him. مَا رَبُّكَ هُوَ إِذَا رَبْ مَا دِينُكَ. What is your deen? And deeni al-Islam, alhamdulillah, that's the answer we give. Why we give that answer? Because that is what in life we were Muslim, practicing Islam. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Oh believers, fear Allah, is the right of Allah ta'ala to be feared, and don't die, but that you die in the condition of being a Muslim, one who submits himself to every order and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa ma'alina ilaqbala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول خير صلاة خير صلاة خير الفلاح خير الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي زين صورة الإنسان بحسن تقويمه وتقديره وحرسه من الزيادة والنقصان في شكله ومقاديره وفوض تحسين الأخلاق إلى اجتهاد العبد وتشميره واستحثه على تهذيبه بتخويفه وتحذيره ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي كان يلوح أنوار النبوة من بين أساريره ويستشرف حقيقة الحق من مباهله وتفشيره صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين طهروا وجه الإسلام من ظلمة الكفر ودياجيره وحسموا مادة الباطل فلم يتدانسوا بقليله ولا بكثيره أما بعد فالخلق الحسن صفة سيد المرسلين صلى الله عليه وسلم وأفضل أعمال الصديقين والأخلاق السيئة هي الخبائث عن جوار رب العالمين المنخرقة بصاحبها في سلك الشيطان كما قال الله تعالى قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه ولا يظلمه ولا يغذله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآية والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إرغاما لمن جاد به وكفر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الخلائق والبشر اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه مصابيح الغرر عباد الله اتقوا الله تعالى من سماع اللغو وفضول الخبر وانتهوا عما نهاكم عنه وزجر واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته المسبحة لقدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من برية جنه وإنسه فقال تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى ولديه السيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وعلى أمهما سيدة النساء فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها، وعلى عميه المكرمين بين الناس المطهرين من الدنس والأرجاس أبي أمارة الحمزة وأبي الفاضل العباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلام دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اغذل الكفرة والمشركين، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم فارق جمعهم، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة سائر بلدان المسلمين، واكتب اللهم الستر والسلامة والعافية علينا وعلى عبيدك الحجاج والغزاة والدعاة والمسافرين والمجاهدين في برك وبحرك وفي جوك من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Let's make our line straight and stand shoulder to shoulder. And let us ensure there are no gaps in between. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعالى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين